Hello, I'm Joe Donnelly, and this is my podcast for Today FM. It's called Tins and Tunes, because I talk about some of the best albums of this century, and I recommend some tins of beer to accompany these albums. The late 1980s and early 1990s rave culture in Britain has been well documented in TV series like This Is England 90, or the really great book which I urge you to read, The Hacienda, How Not to Run a Rave Club by Peter Hook from New Order. It's a brilliant read. There's also a great documentary on YouTube you should look up called The Summer of Rave 1989. It's all been well documented, but what's interesting about the album in this podcast episode of Tins and Tunes is that it's a dance music record that was made in reaction to what was happening to the rave scene in Britain at the time. Music for the Jilted Generation by The Prodigy was released in 1994, and it was a direct two fingers to the infamous Criminal Justice and Public Order Act of that year, which was brought in by the British government under John Major, and it made raves illegal and it clamped down on the whole scene. You could say that maybe things had got a bit nasty anyway and the dream had died, just like all counterculture movements. I think that happens in the end. The drug dealers moved in, people were getting hurt. But anyway, the Prodigy didn't like the way things had gone, and they didn't like the Criminal Justice and Public Order Act. And in the sleeve notes to Music for the Jilted Generation, they wrote, "How can the government stop young people having a good time? Fight this bollocks." They did. They actually said that. More about that shortly. The album they made was defiant and brilliant. Voodoo People is one of the big hitters. It was number one in Finland. I'll tell you, I've done my research. And the song, Voodoo People, samples a Nirvana track called Very Ape from In Utero. Have a listen. Very Ape by Nirvana from the In Utero album. That sample was really put to good use. But, you know, you'd have to say only the Prodigy could get away with sampling Nirvana for a dance record. Prodigy and Voodoo People from Music for the Jilted Generation. Liam Howlett really is the Prodigy. I mean, he wrote all the tracks on this album. He was the co-producer. He was on the synths, the drum machines, the sampling, everything really. Keith Flint, who's probably more well-known or certainly more recognised, was one of the founder members of the Prodigy. But I guess Keith was a bit like, you could describe him as the Bez of the Prodigy. Good for dancing, maybe sang the odd time. A mascot, if you will. But Keith's stage presence and his look brought that scary, in-your-face attitude that really summed up the Prodigy's music. I mentioned that the band were opposed to the Public Order Bill, and they weren't the only musicians. It was quite a sinister bill. It included stuff like increased police powers of unsupervised stop and search. There were plenty of other artists who vocally opposed it. Orbital, Dread Zone, and bands like that. And they wanted people to resist the measures. Kill the bill was the slogan. And they wanted political activism, not a load of wanton violence. Their Law, a track on this album by The Prodigy featuring Popoli itself, was a direct response to the bill. Another fine track from Music for the Jilted Generation by The Prodigy, the album on this episode of Tins and Tunes, a podcast for Today FM with me, Joe Donnelly, and that was Their Law. The whole illegal rave scene wasn't quite as big in Ireland as it was in the UK, or if it was, I wasn't invited to any. The closest I came was the odd night in a forested area, small forested area, on the edge of the town that I grew up in. This is true. There'd be a couple of lads off their heads dancing around a ghetto blaster with their tops off, while the rest of us sat around with a few jazz woodbines and a bottle of Buckfast laughing at them. Good times. Good times indeed. The first single released from Jilted Generation was One Love. Do you remember that? The Prodigy, they'd actually been getting a lot of stick from DJs and ravers about having sold out and gone too commercial. It's true. So what Liam Howlett did is he first released One Love anonymously on a white label 12-inch. And white label releases were considered very cool and credible, right? If you're a DJ, if you were a DJ on the underground rave scene. But here's the ridiculous thing. Word got out that Liam Howlett had made the record. So then a lot of DJs decided they wouldn't play it and they boycotted it because the Prodigy had sold out. It is such a load of baloney. Making popular music, reaching a wider audience without radically changing your sound, or even if you do radically change it, is not selling out. Iggy Pop selling car insurance? Yeah, maybe that's selling out. John Lydon advertising butter? Yeah. But being successful and introducing people to a cool, previously underground genre of music? Get over yourself. Magnificent. One Love from the 1994 Prodigy album Music for the Jilted Generation. I mentioned how the Prodigy were accused of going too mainstream, you know, as if that's a bad thing. But it was a great thing for me. They went overground so much that the indie discos I went to would be playing the likes of She Bangs the Drums by the Stone Roses and Girls and Boys from Blur or Loser by Beck. And the next thing, One Love would come over to speakers and we'd all go nuts. It was brilliant. And when you think about it, 1994 was such an interesting year. Oasis and Blur were dominant. The Stone Roses returned with Love Spreads, and then at the end of the year, The Second Coming. Portishead were keeping trip-hop alive with Dummy, and the Beastie Boys gave us Sabotage. It was a vintage year. A track highlight on Music for the Jilted Generation is Poison. The Prodigy with Poison. It's such a belter of a tune. Do you remember the start of it? It's a clip of Liam Howlett being interrupted for a phone call. This will jog your memory.
Someone on the phone for you.
Oh, fuck's sake. I'm trying to rock this fucking tune, man.
Nope, I've no idea why they included it, but why not? Poison has a really cool drum beat. It's sampled and looped from a song called It's a New Day by Skull Snaps, who are an American 70s funk outfit. Really cool drum beat, instantly recognisable as well. That drum pattern of It's a New Day became a major sample choice for loads of hip-hop artists like Old Dirty Bastard, Das FX, Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, Eric B and Rakim, DJ Shadow, loads more. Aussie psychedelic rockers Tame Impala allegedly used the beat on their song Eventually from their 2015 album Currents, but they didn't seek permission and Skull Snaps threatened them with a lawsuit. However, Tame Impala completely denied this. They said it was the work of their own drummer and they told Skull Snaps to fire their musicologist, quote unquote. Here's a clip of the Tame Impala song in question. It's hard to really see a case for Skull Snaps, isn't it? Or is that just me? It's slowed down slightly. I don't know. The dispute may have been resolved, but there was no reports of it online, so I'm afraid I can't give you any more information on it. But Music for the Jilted Generation wasn't all fast-tempo, hardcore, breakbeat stuff. There's a lovely piece of treasure towards the end of the album called 3 Kilos. such a groovy, much more chilled out song from Jilted Generation by The Prodigy. It's called 3 Kilos. I added that to a really brilliant barbecue playlist a few years ago that I go back to every summer. It's totally class. And I made it with the help of listeners to an old radio show that I used to do on a Dublin station called TXFM. You can find that playlist on Spotify. You just search for Kildare Joe and you'll bring up my profile. 3 Kilos samples a wonderful piece of music from 1972 called Good Livin', Good Lovin' by Bernard Pretty Purdy. Pretty damn good, you'd have to say. Well, that was music for the Jilted Generation in this episode of Tins and Tunes, a podcast for Today FM by me, Joe Donnelly. All that's left is to recommend some nice beers to go with the album, because that's what I do. I'm going to go first for a Limerick brewery called 8 Degrees. They do a lovely, punchy red ale called Sunburnt. It's 5% ABV. It's definitely a fine accompaniment to music for the Jilted Generation. I'm also going to go for a Wicklow Wolf brew. They've got a delightful amber ale called American Amber. It's 4.8%. An amber ale is really just a pale ale, but it uses more amber malt to kind of give it that colour. Amber ales also have a higher mouthfeel than pale ales. And no, I don't know what that means either. So if you do, let me know. Get in touch. But they are two lovely beers to go with the Prodigy's music for the Jilted Generation. So enjoy the tins and the tunes. My email is joe.donnelly@todayfm.com for any suggestions of albums or indeed ales. Thanks for listening.